Maybe you were just working out in the field and the head of your hammer came off and went back and hit your best friend in the head and killed him. It'd be awful. You know, you'd be all bummed out that your friend was, you know, hurt and you're over there holding him and then he dies in your arms. And the first thing that comes to your mind now is, oh my gosh, they're going to kill me. And so you have to start running. You know, you would actually, people would run to these cities. It might be 4, 5, 6 hours away, and they would run to the city, and you know, and then the neighbors would find out, somebody would find out, and next thing you know, there'd be a crowd after you, stones in their hand, waiting to kill you. And finally, you would run, and you would see that city of refuge, and just as you got there, it wouldn't matter if they were right behind you with rocks. That was it. They had to stop, turn around, and go back home, because you entered a place of refuge. Now, how does that relate to us? Well, in the Old Testament, the laws of God always had a purpose. They were types and shadows of things to come. And the purpose always pointed us in the right direction, always pointed mankind in the right direction. They always showed us that what we needed was a Savior. And in many different ways, these types and shadows always pointed to Jesus. All throughout the Old Testament, there are situations, different things that God caused to happen, different ceremonies, different things that happened, different things like this that would point to a Savior. These cities of refuge pointed to Jesus Christ as a Savior. He is our city of refuge. And all who flee to Him and come to Him for mercy will find it. Just as they were safe in the city of refuge, Romans 8:1 tells us, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If we run to Him, we will be saved. He's an even more perfect salvation because He doesn't just save the innocent. He can even save the guilty. Because the truth is, we're all guilty. We're all guilty of sin, every one of us. There's nobody here who's perfect, nobody here without sin. The Word says if we say we're without sin, we lie. So we're all guilty of sin, but Romans 3:23 says there's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory. It doesn't matter if it's a big sin or a little sin. We still broke the law. And the law is the avenger of blood. The law is what would be chasing us, ready to kill us and to send us to hell. The only way we can escape the law, this avenger of blood, the law, the penalty of sin and death, would be to get to a place of refuge. And that place of refuge is Jesus Christ. A more perfect refuge than any city could ever give. In Him there is no condemnation, there is no death. John 11:26, Jesus said, whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God has provided a place of refuge for us, and it is in Jesus Christ. Our job is to believe in Him and enter in. What will we find as we enter this place of refuge? James 1:17 tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above. 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us every promise of God ever made is available in Jesus Christ. When we enter into our Christ as our refuge, we find access to all the promises, all the good things that God has designed for us. In this place of refuge, we'll find freedom from fear. Fear of death, fear of rejection, fear of loss, fear of whatever fear there could be. Fear of condemnation, of punishment, of judgment, of guilt, of shame. That's wiped out in Christ Jesus. We find peace in Christ Jesus, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that is there in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trials, in the midst of problems, a peace that comes from knowing that God is in control and that no matter what happens, even death, it doesn't matter if we are in Christ because we know we live anyway. In Christ, we find joy, something that goes much deeper than happiness. Joy, it doesn't disappear when something bad happens or, you know, when the circumstances change. There's a joy in knowing that we are saved. There's a joy in knowing that we are following the truth. There's a joy in knowing that someone loves us and cares about us and will take care of us for all eternity. in this place of refuge, we find rest. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The truth is we don't have to do it all. We don't have to, you know, sometimes moms feel that way, or husbands or wives feel that way, that they gotta take care of, you know, this and that, or the husband, the father may feel, "I gotta take care of this, I gotta take care of that," and have a hard time letting go. Well, Jesus wants us to know that yes, we have responsibilities, yes, we have a job to do, but you know what? Ultimately, we can put our trust in Him. And the whole weight of the world doesn't have to be on our shoulders. We can find rest from our burdens and our worries and our doubts and our fears and all that in Jesus Christ, our refuge. When we enter into Christ as our refuge, we find mercy from what we deserve. We all know we're sinners. We all know many of us feel like we've sinned so much, that we've been so bad that God wouldn't even want us. That's so far from the truth you could never imagine. God wants every one of us. His desire is that no one should perish. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." That's what God is looking to do. That's what He wants to do. He doesn't care what you've done, how many times you've done it, where you did it, how you did it, who you did it with. All He wants to know is that your heart is set on Him and that you're willing to believe in Him and come to Him and admit sin and ask for forgiveness. Once you do that, you have entered into the place of refuge. That's your pass in. That's your entranceway, and that's your ticket to eternity and eternity with Christ. When we enter into Christ, our refuge, we gain strength. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength." Paul said that when I am weak, He is strong. It's when we can't do it, when we know we can't do it, that's when we turn to God and we find out that in fact we did it. How did we do it? Not of our own strength, but of His. He gives us strength. When we enter into Christ, our refuge, we find comfort. For those who are hurting, for those who are grieving, for those who are sorrowful, those who are mourning, God is a compassionate God. He's not a mean God. He's not a vindictive God. He's not an angry God coming at us and wanting to squash us. God is a compassionate God. When Jesus walked this earth, when He saw people hurting, it always said He had compassion. He wept. He cried. He felt. And that's our God. Jesus was a representation. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." When if we're in Christ as our refuge, we receive love. Wider than the widest ocean, deeper than the deepest sea, higher than the highest mountain. A love that is uncomparable. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because He first loved us." He loved us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. He already loved us. He loved us from day one. He's waiting for just us to be able to get hold of that, to respond to that love. But that love is there for each and every one of us if we just turn to Him. Another thing that we get when we enter into that place of refuge is hope. What is a life without hope? A hope for a better day, a hope for, you know, a better time, a hope for good things to come. It says in the Word that we were rescued from a place of darkness, a place of with no hope. Once we were without hope, those of us who know Christ, who follow in Christ, most of us still remember what it was like to have no hope, to think, what is there? What does this world have to offer? There's nothing good that I can get out of it. No matter how hard I try, everything keeps falling apart. Everything keeps going wrong. You know, what hope do I have in the future? You know, what if, you know, this happens or that happens? Where's my hope? Well, in Christ, there is hope. And you know what? It says in the Word that it's a hope that does not disappoint. It's not a futile hope. It's not a wishing hope. It's a hope that has a certain outcome that will be there for us. It's more of an expectation than what we would call hope. Even though it's called hope, it really means a positive expectation of things to come. That's our hope in Christ. There's so many things, I can't even get into all of them. When we enter into that refuge that is Christ, we find we become righteous. Wow. We become righteous. We become a holy people. We become a spokesman for God, an ambassador for God. We enter into His protection. We enter into His safety. There's so many good things that happen when we enter into that place of refuge.